Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number and take control of these very airwaves, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, and joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Randell.
First. And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free. So do head over there and enjoy those on us. The main feature of the site actually allows you, the listener, to control the content of the website. All the items that you see in the main page or on the main column of the main page all were added by listeners like you and then voted up by listeners like you. You could go and add whatever you want to the site. Maybe you see a cool YouTube video you want to share with our listeners or a news article or blog post. You just submit it as show prep and then other listeners vote as whether they like or dislike them. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website. And sometimes we'll talk about them. Certainly them being on the top of the site means we're more likely to see them and put them on the air. So get over there and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, last night we were so busy talking about the TSA and our co-host Meg and what happened to her this week that we never got around to talking about the holiday that yesterday was.
Yeah, that's apparently. Right. It was Veterans Day. And
we've got one in the studio with us now.
That's right. You have a former Submariner.
He's not a real veteran.
No?
No.
To actually be in a war to be a veteran?
No. He was kicked out of the military. He didn't leave of his own accord. And also, he doesn't love America, so he's not a real veteran. I mean, that's what it takes,
Wait,
right?
You don't love America?
I love Americans.
So the idea on Veterans Day.
I got an honorable.
You got an honorable discharge?
Yes, I did.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm entitled to full veteran benefits, actually.
Well, you just don't take any of them.
I haven't actually partaken of any. I'm sorry. I did get a free Georgia driver's license.
Well, wait a minute.
For being a veteran. But, I mean, it just happened. I can't recall if I had to do anything especially to request that.
Yeah, you just got it. Whatever.
If he's entitled to the veteran's benefits, then doesn't that make him a veteran? Or what is the definition of a veteran?
I'm not being serious, Ian.
Oh, I thought you were being serious. I thought that you had to, like...
He sounded angry, didn't he? How dare you call Dale a veteran?
No.
I was surprised.
Dale's a legit veteran in my mind. However, he's going to be dismissed in the minds of people who love their veterans because they fought to make us free. Dale didn't fight to make us free. He's queer, and he doesn't like America now.
I didn't even get any. You know, like, if you're going to get kicked out for being gay, you should at least have been caught getting some in the locker room
in the Navy,
or something.
For God's
and
sake.
And I didn't even get any. It was just the nature of being gay and nothing else. Not any particular action. You know, it was just, you know, the aura of homosexuality emanating from my body. That was all.
Dirty sodomite. Anyway.
You're an embarrassment to the gay community, Dale. You were in the Navy and you didn't get any.
I know. Supposedly there's this huge underground like community that I never really quite hooked up with. And
was the gaydar going off at all while you were in there?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just too shy to do anything.
I actually kind of almost like dated a little bit.
Were you scared?
Going. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a big deal. I mean, it was the whole fear of being kicked out because, you know, you hear all these horror stories about how hard it is to get a job if you have a less than honorable discharge from the military.
I've heard the same.
You know, and even when I got an honorable, I was incredibly relieved. I was waiting to hear back from some paperwork that got sent in. I decided not to go and show up at the hearing myself. I just sent in some statements and things. And so I was just waiting to hear back, and when it finally did come back, and it was honorable, I was incredibly relieved. But it wasn't really completely a relief because I still had the stigma of being kicked out for that reason, and it was printed on all my paperwork. I had to go, and anywhere you go for a job after that, they want to see that. They want to see your discharge papers. So I'm like, oh, okay, here they come. And I'm like,
So why did?
How, trying not to make a big deal out of it, but
if you didn't do anything about in order to get kicked out, there wasn't some kind of BJ in a locker room someplace or something like that.
Oh, if only.
If that didn't occur, how were they able to prove your gayness? Did you just say yes, I'm gay? That's what you had to have done, right?
That's exactly what happened ultimately. I mean, I was advised actually that if I tried to skirt around it, you know, they kind of approached me about, you know, some kind of issue that they knew was going on, and they kind of approached me about it, and the exact phrasing was, it was the what they call the doctor of the boat. He's not a doctor, he's just like a med.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call him? Anyway, yeah, like essentially like that. You know, you don't really get a full doctor on a submarine because there's not enough people on it. So he takes me into his office and says, "Dale, if something's troubling you, if you're having some kind of problem, you need to tell us." And the way he said it was like he knew, like, "You need to tell us so that we can help you with it, especially if it's something that's going to get you off the boat or out of the Navy." And you know, at that point, my heart just like. it was clenched up. I was just like, what?
Was this the period of Don't Ask, Don't Tell?
It was right before.
Oh, it was right before. So that's why they asked.
Yeah, they flat out asked. Him,
yeah.
And they could at that time.
And you flat out
told.
They
didn't say, you know, they didn't say, "Are you gay?" But they said, "That we know something's up. Tell us." And then so I went and actually said I didn't want to answer anything right then. But I kind of showed my hand a little, like, "Yeah, something's up, but I don't want to tell you about it." You know.
Mm-hmm.
So and I asked to see like the chaplain on the base chaplain who I had been going to about some issues at the time. I had a number of concerns and so that's what I think made him suspicious. And basically the advice I got was, yeah, they're going to hound you and be following you around and be suspicious of you and make your life miserable until you tell them something. And it was sort of then just like, well, okay, I guess I'm going to tell them. And I did.
Great way to get out of the military as far as I'm concerned.
I wanted out. I have to be honest. I wanted out. You know, a lot of guys did. You know, there were guys that said, "Dale, can you tell me what you did?" It wasn't. The word got out, I believe. I think people knew what it was. But I had guys coming to me and saying, you know, "Tell me how you getting out, Dale," because they wanted out.
I've seen guys. You know, I interviewed a guy who managed to get out basically on a conscientious objector status, just in a series of few months. So it's quite possible.
So, the Veterans Day, of course, was yesterday,
yeah.
And as usual in the media, there's the usual just kind of sentimentality toward it, worship, if you will, not just sentimentality, but just blind worship of the people that are in the military. Thanks for keeping us free, boys!
Yeah. I can't imagine what I was doing is keeping people free. I was in a submarine, it floated around the ocean, it maintained readiness, you know, and I fixed valves and pumps. And
well, without you, Red changed. China would have come over and taken over.
Yep.
Turbines, you know, I blasted out water
German.
Heater, water exchangers.
It's pretty clear that a gay guy cannot handle polishing pumps, and I applaud their decision. So the Facebook status
Mark.
Here from a guy on my list is, "A veteran is someone who at one point in their life wrote a blank check payable to the United States of America as if they don't have veterans in other countries, or their veterans just aren't worth mentioning, for an amount up to and including their life. That is beyond honor.
Beyond stupid.
Also stupid, yeah.
Yeah, and there are way too many people in this country who no longer remember that fact. Copy and paste this as your status. If you're a veteran, know a veteran, love a veteran, and support the troops."
Now, just because you joined the military doesn't mean you are stupid. It just, you know, we've all done stupid things.
Well, these are young. Yeah. And notice they don't go after older people.
I say you made a bad choice.
Yeah,
right? Whether
bad
that makes
choice.
You stupid or not, that's kind of...
No, there's some very smart people that are in the military,
well,
unfortunately.
He's the veteran. He called him stupid. He can do that. I can't. I never was.
They're putting their smarts toward they're very smart people in the military. Unfortunately, they're putting their smarts toward evil ends. You know, they're allowing their intelligence to be utilized for the benefit of politicians.
Yeah, and
please
there's nothing honorable about that. Doing the things that old politicians tell you to do. You know politicians are bad people. You've been told it all your life.
You know it.
Nobody
from
says
your
that
experience.
They're good folks.
You know it from your experience of watching them and knowing what they do and knowing the lies they tell and the stealing that they engage in.
I'd love somebody to tell me how you can go about supporting the troops, because I don't hate the troops. I don't dislike the troops. I just don't like the things that they do. And to me, it's like saying support the troops is like, you know, if you want to support rape victims, you have to support rape. Well, I don't. And I think rape victims are good folks, and I'd like to see them helped. But the troops, as far as I'm concerned, are just people, you know, victims. They're victims of the lies.
More coming up here, 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Delbert.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you will find there completely free. There's a lot of stuff. And you can get signed up for our news updates. It'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. to get on the various different delivery methods we have there, including email, Twitter, and Facebook, head over to news.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which, by the way, has been getting a lot of free publicity today. In fact, I would say probably, you know, thousands of dollars worth of free publicity with Meg McLean making the rounds on national radio, also a local radio, making appearances on Doug Steffen's Good Day today, which is, I think, has over 400 radio affiliates. A very popular.
Really?
I believe so. Yeah, I actually had a
chance.
There's
nothing in the area of morning radio, really.
Really, there's not. I mean, there's the old crusty Don Imus. He's got like 10 affiliates.
Yeah.
Then there's
ones though.
Stern was decently sized when he was on radio.
Yeah, but
he's
he wasn't
not
what
anymore.
You would put on your news talk station.
Certainly not. And then Doug Steffen is, I would say, probably the most widely distributed morning show in the country. And Meg was on there for about a half an hour today. And she talked about the Free State Project, and Doug Steffen was all about it. He thought it was a great idea. So go to Free State.
It's a great idea, as long as you don't have to do what it takes to move, right? That's what most people say.
Yeah, and he wasn't ready to move.
No, I imagine he wasn't.
FreeStateProject.org. It's not for everybody. It's for the most dedicated liberty people out there.
I love what Michelle Seven said the other night, which is, if you can be talked out of it, maybe it's not for you.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it just the people that are dedicated to the ideas of liberty.
Absolutely. So Free State.
I'm all for talking people out of it, you know, because I'm a quality over quantity kind of guy.
Yep. FreeStateProject.org. Go there. Learn more about the movement of liberty-minded people all converging to the same place here, New Hampshire. We've all made the move, and you could, too, and join up with some of the most fun, wonderful, kind people out there. FreeStateProject.org. As we continue here, of course, we will take your phone calls about whatever you want. We're starting out the discussion here tonight on the military issue, it being the day after Veterans Day. And, of course, there's...
And us being bad
Throw me a party.
There's a... Well, right, Dale is a...
throw me a party!
Is a veteran, and we were kind of talking
Send me
about
money.
His experiences as being a gay man in the military.
Hey, what was it I did, Mark? I wrote a blank check to the...
Yeah.
To the U.S. government, up to and including my life.
Payable up to and including your life. You're
Write
a brave,
me a check, people.
Brave man.
Send me a check.
Now, of course, we know the truth about the military, and that is that, but despite all of the pomp and circumstance surrounding it, there really are nothing more than a crew of killers that politicians send around the world to destroy things and people they don't like.
I don't see how you could define it any other. I mean, so many of them will define it the same way. You know, it's the military's job to kill people and break things. And that's, you know, that is the definition.
But it's okay.
You really can't dispute it.
In so many people's minds, not only is that okay,
it's
but it's...
government sanctioned.
It's honorable, according to them. And I don't understand where the honor is. Where is the honor? Is it in following the diktats of the politicians to the T's?
Well,
is that
you
the
have
honor?
To convince them of something, because the pay is crappy and the work really sucks and the hours are really long and you could die and you can't quit. So you have to do some kind of effing with their mind to get people to take the job. So honor, you know, I guess that's as good as whatever.
It's just a concept that is laid into it and repeated often enough to where people believe it. Because what is actually honorable about what is being committed there? I mean, you're killing people who in many cases haven't harmed anyone else. Most cases, the people that are dying and perishing in Iraq and Afghanistan, they didn't aggress against you or your family members. They didn't come here to hurt anybody.
The reason you can say that, Ian, is because they fought for your freedom to say it.
I'm glad you beat someone else to the punch, because that was inevitably going to come up. I mean,
that call coming?
Well,
Ian, you're able to have that radio show and say and put down the military because some military person fought for your freedom.
Well, what you're pointing out is the very best argument that's, you know, sort of from an emotional standpoint that's leveled against Free Talk Live. Neither Ian nor I have, signed up for the military. I would have at some point if I had had the
option.
I
might have too.
Mark, you think you can say whatever you want when you haven't volunteered for the military?
Right. That's really what it boils down to.
Your opinion doesn't matter, son.
So I have an article here from another veteran. And these are the ones I love the most. Because when you take the beloved heroes, and then their beloved heroes. Because mostly these people that say this stuff are not the you know, combat veterans. I'm not talking, there's a much larger area of veterans, and there's mm-hmm. this much smaller area of combat veterans, and then there's this even smaller area of real combat veterans. You know, like you may have gone on a patrol, shot at a few bad guys, whatever it was. But, you know, when you're talking about this guy, let me read the thing to you, and then you'll get it. This is actually from the Progressive magazine, October 1998. So it's rather old, but it's hard to get people from, you know, that were there in the 82nd Airborne of World War II. Like so many World War II veterans, I could see them all around me in the theater audience. I was drawn to see Saving Private Ryan. I had volunteered for the Air Force at the age of 20. After training as a bombardier, I'm sorry, it was another article that I have, and it actually is for a different time, the guy from the 82nd Airborne. So this guy's a bombardier. After training as a bombardier, I went over to overseas with my crew to fly some of the last bombing missions of the European war. My pilot was 19. My tail gunner was 18. Every death in Saving Private Ryan reminded me, as it must have reminded many other veterans, of how lucky we were, we who survived. My closest Air Force buddies who went through training with me and then on to other theaters. What a word, theaters. Joe Perry to Italy, Ed Plotkin to the Pacific. They were killed in the last weeks of the war. You know, and this reminds me of the that you're always hear about that last guy who died in World War One. The World War One was scheduled to end at the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month. Are you aware of this?
Yeah.
So they scheduled the ending of World War One, and there's some guy out there, and I didn't have it pulled up or anything like that, but this guy essentially dies at 11 o'clock on the 11th day of the 11th month. I mean, he just, you know, last bullet, plack, picks him off, and he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
What'd he die for? If he died for nothing, and as far as I can tell, he did, then what did all the rest of them die for? You know, the last battalion in World War One that went out, grabbed a piece of land, and then they were basically bombed by their own...
died for Woodrow Wilson.
Nothing. I mean, their commanders send them out, come back. You know, they die. Go take that hill,
who
soldier.
Who was a liar, by the way, who got into political office. Wasn't he reelected on the promise that he would keep the country out of war?
Yeah.
Woodrow Wilson?
Yeah. So... it's
died for a lie, then. A liar.
Right. Well, that is, in all of so much of this stuff, the guy on the ground really knows that it's all a bunch of BS. It's the soldiers who really want peace. The real combat veterans, those are the guys that want peace. It's all these flag-waving myrmidons out there. The myrmidons isn't even the right word. They're just automatons. Yay, veterans! You know, and they hold up war as though it's this great thing.
Some people in the military don't want peace. They want to kill people and get away with it for, you know, legally. Because they... that's just who they are. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number, which is 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find for free. So head over there, get interactive, and if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us over at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great Amazon with the same huge selection and the great prices that you're used to. It's just a different way to get into the site. And when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, they send us a portion of their profits. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Also, if you have a company, check out SACL CAI. They'll handle all of your accounts receivable issues. Their banner is at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Jason Osborne, the principal over there, is a big supporter of Liberty, and you can trust them. They'll treat your clients with respect at SACL CAI.
So we're talking about kind of the typical memes or ideas that are passed around on Veterans Day, which was yesterday, and reflecting on just the misinformation and the propaganda that floats around about the military and is so ingrained in the American culture. If you want to pick a culture, you want to say there is a culture overarching the people in this country, certainly the military culture is a popular one.
Yeah, it would be difficult to find a group of people that would say that you're not a good American for having been in the military. It's just it's a pretty rare thing where somebody goes, ew.
Yeah. And it's not to say that you are a bad person.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that, you know, there's this, you get this immediate kind of, thoughtless agreeance that you have done the right thing. And for me, when people don't think about things, that's a lack of critical thinking, and there's going to be a problem. There's a problem buried underneath that.
sometimes people will kind of say those things because they feel like they're expected to say it, simply because it is so popular and so widespread that if they don't say it, they'll be ostracized. If they don't say, thanks for your service, that somebody will look at them askew or think negatively toward them. And it's probably true. So, you know, they're thinking those things for a good reason.
To some extent, that it's that same attitude about people in the military that honestly does it to every other bureaucrat out there. I don't think you'd have the same love for bureaucrats as you would if it wasn't for the guys in the military.
Yeah, how many people say thank you to the IRS agents?
Yeah, I don't think as many, but when you look at cops, they certainly try to co-opt that whole, if you love your country, you love us thing.
Yep.
But the military has really got down.
Well, and the government schools have indoctrinated people. They've been a major factor in all of this, indoctrinating people with the idea. Essentially, we're talking about these are reflections of nationalism that people have.
It fits a culture that Americans want people to follow, which is a very authoritarian, incredibly structured culture.
Yeah,
and so that's why they tell you go into the military, it builds character. What it means is it's going to make you very obedient to follow the rules and, you know, be a very boring person that's not very inspired from within. And it's just being reactive and obeying and doing their job.
The whole idea that it builds discipline in yourself, really being told what to do every moment every time you have to do something, you're told what to do, that builds discipline.
That doesn't make sense.
I mean, I suppose the discipline not to punch somebody in the teeth for telling you something stupid or dangerous to do, but that's about it. Because I've seen instances where people just get the dumbest orders in the world, and okay, I'll follow that. And they know it's going to break things or hurt people, but they'll just do it.
So you're actually sharing something, Mark, from a military veteran who was a bombardier, I believe it was, in World War II.
Yeah.
Someone who dropped bombs on people, essentially, right?
Well, yeah. And you've got to wonder what would happen if he hadn't. I think now in the American military, if you don't do what you're told, you're liable to survive the experience. Lots of militaries throughout history.
They'd have shot you.
Yeah, that wouldn't have really happened out. That wouldn't have worked out that way for you. So, anyway, he says, I watched Private Ryan's extraordinarily photographed battle scenes. I was thoroughly taken in. But when the movie was over, I realized that was exactly what I had been, taken in. And I disliked the film intensely. I was angry at it because I did not want the suffering of men in war to be used, yes, exploited in such a way as to revive what should be buried long ago with all those bodies in Arlington Cemetery. The glory of military heroism. He says there is no glory of military heroism. It should be buried and that the concept is ludicrous. The greatest war ever made, the greatest war movie ever made, the film critics say about Saving Private Ryan, and I have to agree.
It's a fine film, I mean, from a film standpoint.
They are a disappointing lot, the film critics. They're excited, even exultant, about the brilliant cinematography depicting the bloody chaos of the Omaha beach landing. But they are pitifully superficial. They fail, with few honorable exceptions, such as Vincent Canby of the New York Times and Donald Murray of the Boston Globe, to ask the most important question. Will this film help persuade the next generation that such scenes must never occur again?
I say no.
Will the movie help that? No, it instills the honor in these boys want to be honorable. They want to be heroes. These guys in the film, they're heroes.
It certainly showed as I recall, and it's been a decade since I've seen the movie, but as I recall, it was known for its graphic visual depictions of, you know, body parts flying off and people being gruesomely destroyed.
Yes. It's awful.
Being mowed down by machine gun fire as they get off the boats onto the shore. And stuff.
So from that perspective, the shockingness of the visuals certainly might dissuade some people. But you combine that with the nationalism, the kind of ringing nationalism, and of course Tom Hanks, who's the director of that film, is this huge World War II buff, right? He is really into war and this whole honoring the military concept and so clearly that was also put into the film, and that's what gets people to join the military. I think is this the swelling of the heart.
Yeah, the tears come to your eyes when you see it. During my growing up, it was Top Gun. You know, you got to see those planes go like, whoosh. I mean, just,
oh, that
they
really glorified
rattled the theater. When you saw that F-15 go by the tower there, and you could be a hot shot, rootin' tootin' fighter pilot yourself. You could have the hot chick you could blow by and make the captain throw his coffee in down his shirt. You would be hot S, because you would be a fighter pilot.
Girls like a man in uniform.
And then you get in the Navy and you're scraping barnacles off the side of the ship.
You know? So, but obviously you wouldn't just go into the Navy. You'd be a fighter pilot to do whatever that. I don't even know what it takes.
Yeah, but even if you're scraping barnacles, son, there's women still love a man in uniform.
I think there's a better chance of winning the lottery than being a fighter pilot. It's got to be pretty close to that.
It's funny, they needed them really bad when I was in the Navy, if I had pursued it vigorously, I think I probably could have been a fighter pilot, because they had actually lowered the requirements for being a fighter pilot. You didn't need a full degree. You only need like a 2-year degree and different things.
Wow.
Yeah, they're really... So
during the World War II, they were sure throwing them out there. Hey, anybody could be a fighter pilot.
Oh, yeah, draft and during World
well,
War
they, II. Well, people who went up in the plane, their existence was like 67 minutes long. Mm. You know, 67 flight minutes is what you got, basically, on average. You know, before you went down in a hurtling ball of fire. Mm. Anyway, let me go on with what this gentleman says about his experience with Saving Private Ryan, because I think it's really great. Will it make clear that we must resist war, even if it is accompanied by the seductive speeches of political leaders saying that this latest war, unlike other bad wars we remember, will be another good one, like World War II? And that really, truly is it. World War II is the good war, and... You know,
that's what they say.
Well, that's what they say. It takes a while to really unravel that. I generally try to dodge that particular blow rather than to counter it, because you know you've got the Pacific theater where we were attacked, and you've got the European theater where they were slaughtering Jews. You know, honestly, most folks I don't think really understood what was happening with the Jews. The vast majority of the planet didn't know what was happening.
Oh, it was all after the fact. I mean, that wasn't a reason for getting into it.
It was not considered a reason. Hitler declared war on the United States. As if it matters. I mean, what if Switzerland declared war on the United States right now? Do we have to declare it back? I mean, they're sitting way over there in Europe. Why would we have to do that? Ignore them.
It's like a chihuahua that's like barking at you really aggressively. Yeah, you could kick it, I suppose, but...
Then you're just a jerk.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are certainly welcome to give your thoughts on Veterans Day. Maybe you were in the military and you'd like to give your perspective. Or bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com. Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have for you there, including listening options, live streams. We've got them. Broadband and dial-up versions. Our webcam is there, plus listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
If you like Taryn Lupo's history pieces on the LCL Report, then check out his new historical fiction novel, Pirates of Savannah, is an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. At its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, and society's cast-offs, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path of liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life was like in the 1700s and is loaded with real, obscure historical events that times nearly erased and buried. Taryn's doing an experiment in intellectual property and taking a risk by giving away the ebook completely free. You can check out the first few chapters. Actually, it's up to like 22 or chapters or something like that. Go check it out. It's piratesofsavannahbook.com. Again, that's piratesofsavannahbook.com.
We are talking about the military and the nationalism that feeds people these ideas, and they're very dangerous ideas, that it's somehow okay to, in the name of the country, go around the world and exterminate people.
Right, that somehow the behavior that would otherwise not be okay is okay if it is done under the, well, you wear a silly hat and a uniform from the government. Because it's all about people's hats, right? That's what it's all about. If the government gives you a hat, you can do anything you want.
And we're talking about how Hollywood actually is a major factor in keeping Americans in this nationalistic mentality, this heart-swelling pride that movies like Saving Private Ryan attempt to portray to people and to get them to feel these things. And they're very successful at it. I mean, Saving Private Ryan was a very good film.
From what I hear, it's very hard to do a military picture without the cooperation of the military.
Yeah, it is.
And
if you want their equipment,
cooperation of the military means you're going to be censored.
Pretty much, yeah. You've got to make a script that is acceptable to them.
I think they, when you're talking about, there was one, I'm sorry I don't speak French very well, but it's like Jove Noël or something like that about the World War I, and I'm big into World War I now. It's just I'm consuming everything I can get about it. About World War One, when the troops on the Western Front there just decided that they were going to play soccer and enjoy Christmas together.
Christmas, yeah.
They had to take these guys and they had to send them to different locations because they just wouldn't fight anymore. They just wouldn't shoot each other anymore. So, you know, that's an interesting thing.
They tried to have a celebration with the enemy?
Yeah, they did.
They put down their
they
guns.
They went out into no man's land and, you know, had a church service and sang hymns.
They found out that they were all human beings and they couldn't fight after that, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, that stopped that from happening.
So,
but at that, you didn't need the old World War One tanks to do this. They, you know, it was just some trenches and stuff. So, it's possible.
It is.
It's like, oh, wait a minute. You're just guys who have been told to come kill some other people, too. You're not actually bad people.
That's right. Exactly right.
Just under orders, just like we are.
And the and it is possible, Mark. You can rent tanks and things like that from rental houses. But if you want it for free, if you're putting together your movie and you don't have a big budget or whatever, or you just love the military, then they'll give you all their equipment and it won't cost you a dime. And it'll be the taxpayers.
Yeah, I didn't say it's impossible, but I think it is very difficult.
Yeah.
As I understand it, it's very difficult.
Right, because you have to rent everything that you want to use, and if you can get your hands on what you want.
Where do you, exactly.
It just all depends on what the prop houses have available.
Yeah.
So, Mark, let's continue here. This is a World War II veteran commenting on Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, so some viewers have asked how can anyone want to go to war after seeing such horror? But knowing the horrors of war has never been an obstacle to a quick buildup of war spirit by patriotic political speeches and an obsequious press. All that bloodshed, all that pain, all those torn limbs and exposed intestines will not deter brave people from going to war.
No, it's not like you have to smell the all of that when you're walking in to sign up for the military. You don't get to smell the rotting carcasses and the gunpowder singeing and the air. And
I think it's about the respect you get. You know, that's I think that largely that's what the young guys do it for. And
easy respect, right?
You know, the testosterone coursing through their veins that makes them crazy.
Mm.
You know, wanting to do stuff like that.
Oh, and don't forget the $5,000 signing bonus.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. They just need to believe that the cause is just. They need to be told that this is the war to end all wars, or that we need to stop communism, or...
Terrorists.
Yeah, right. He's got Woodrow Wilson, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon in parentheses behind it. Or aggression must not go unpunished, or international terrorists have declared war on us.
Mm. This was written in the late 90s.
Yeah, and Saving Private Ryan... There is never any doubt that the cause is just, that this is a good war, that there's no need to say that the words explicitly, the heart-rending crosses in Arlington National Cemetery get the message across loud and clear. Mm-hmm. And a benign General Marshall, front and back of the movie, quotes Abraham Lincoln's words of solace to a mother who has lost 5 sons in the Civil War. The audience is left with no choice but to conclude that this one, while
Thank
it causes
God,
sorrow to a million mothers,
Abraham
is a good
Lincoln
cause.
Exterminated hundreds of thousands of our brothers. What a hero.
Yeah, right. It's absolutely, it's just, it's nuts. You know, just crazy to think that. For one, I find it very difficult to imagine that somehow slavery would have survived very many more decades in the South. I'm not saying that slavery is a good thing. I'm just saying that the North didn't invade any other countries that allowed slavery.
Abraham Lincoln didn't set free a single slave.
No, no. The slaves' owners were allowed to keep their slaves in the North. And
he set them free in the South when the South was not obeying the North.
Right. And
like,
told
okay,
them,
you're all free.
And told them if they came back that they could keep their slaves. Abraham Lincoln didn't care about slaves.
Not even a little.
Well, you know, he gave a lot of lip service.
He changed his rhetoric later.
But he'd do whatever it took to keep them.
When he had to turn around and justify everything, his rhetoric shifted around to being all about ending slavery. But it didn't certainly didn't start off that way.
So
I always tell people, when you're in school, you were told to read the Gettysburg Address, and you were graded on that, and you were made sure that you understood that was all about Lincoln and how he wanted to free the slaves. So I just tell people, they don't tell you to read his first and second inaugural addresses.
Yeah,
please
never
read those, especially the first one, and then look at the difference between the two. It's nothing new. I mean, every president in modern times, you look at how their goals just suddenly shift once they're elected, and then their second term in office, and they seem like a totally different person, and you know, there's a lot of influences on them, making them do things the way they are. But read the first and second inaugural addresses of Abraham Lincoln. And that's all I got to tell you to do. Just go read them yourself. Look them up. I'm not going to send you a link or anything. Just go look them up. Read them. It will change your whole perspective on Lincoln. Just that.
getting rid of fascism was a good cause. But does that unquestionably make it a good war? I'd point out, by the way, that it's not just fascism, it's Nazism. Nazism really wasn't very good. It wasn't a very good example of fascism. The war corrupted us all, did it not? The hate it engendered was not confined to Nazis. We put Japanese families in concentration camps. We killed huge numbers of innocent people. The word atrocity fits in our bombings of Dresden, Hamburg, Tokyo, and finally Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching I think it was the PBS special. I can't remember the director that they have over there is a big deal. And he really is. And he was a World War II thing. And he was talking about some of the Japanese guys who fought for the United States in the European theater. And how one of them went back to Hawaii and he was working for the government there, painting roads or something like that. And one of his coworkers wouldn't work with a Jap.
Hmm.
And, you know, it just goes to show the kind of hate that's engendered. By the way, Germans didn't get it at all like that, before, after, or during.
Maybe harder to spot a German.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but not much. Most Americans, kind of Germanish somewhere along the line, you know?
I don't know about that, but
they're
harder
to
spot
looking.
Them. Yeah, they don't have those slanty eyes.
Yeah. So it was a lot easier to hate the Japanese. And he really does point out, there's a lot of things that are called atrocities, but we won, so our atrocities don't count.
Although it's telling, though, that there's not a holiday celebrating Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I think a lot of people acknowledge that you know, that was horrifying. But
I think a lot of people also see that as necessary and justified.
Oh, people will make excuses,
you know,
for it.
For the greater good. The bombing of Hiroshima were just innocent people. Scads of
but they wouldn't be so
destroyed.
Brazen as to celebrate it, as to openly have some sort of celebration of it. Even if they quietly believe that to be the case, I've never seen it happen.
Right.
It's certainly not happening on any sort of societal scale. So, I mean, that's, I guess, a good thing. But the whole idea of worshiping the troops on these other 2 days, Memorial Day and Veterans Day, and just any time you come across one of them.
They basically have three military holidays.
Yeah, it's basically an acknowledgement that it's okay to kill people in the name of politicians. And I'm sorry, it's not.
When the war ended, we and our allies began preparing for another war, this time with nuclear weapons, which, if used, would have made Hitler's Holocaust look puny. We can argue endlessly over whether there was an alternative in the short run, whether fascism could have been resisted without 50 million dead, but the long-term effect of World War II on our thinking was pernicious and deep.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts, welcome as well. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. One military veteran from World War II is calling him out, and that is calling the military out. This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.